Pickled Herring Band will start up at 10 in the morning. The Klaus Museum will be open again, of course. And then it's the downtown Husvliet open, Main Street. All the booths with food and other things there. What's it look like for this year?
I think it's going to be just as busy as always. One really nice thing is that everything is going to be freshly paved that has been torn up. So we'll have new sidewalks up until Hammer and Weekon Hardware, new highway, and there will be just one little seam of gravel going into the old pavement. So it should be really clean and really nice.
And I understand they're going to halt work during the festival. So
they are.
It's not, people will be able to be downtown. There's not going to be things blocked off. And that's your understanding, huh?
That is. And we really thank CECON for taking a little break so that we can enjoy our festival.
There's another chance at the Make It Take It Rosemauling class, which is 11 or end to a couple more opportunities there. And then there's the style show and luncheon. Katie, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, this year we want to make sure people are aware the style show will be starting at 12:30 rather than the normal noon start time. It's because the Fast Ferry is coming in a little bit later than it normally does on that Friday. So 12:30, the style show. It is always a sellout. Be sure and get in line early, enjoy lunch, and see a wide variety of Boonotter.
Are you guys wearing Boonotter for the style show or just generally around town?
Both. and my daughter's.
Oh, okay. And do you have special ones for this particular festival or for family?
I wear my grandmother's old one. My littlest girl wears one that matches my mom's, actually made from scraps from her dress. And then my oldest daughter has a very gorgeous one I found on eBay.
On eBay?
Yes.
Wow. They weren't from Petersburg that you bought it from.
No. Okay. Actually from Norway.
From Norway. Okay, yeah. Wow. Beer garden, that's always a favorite. There's actually a couple of beer gardens. There's a Harbor Bar Beer Garden and the Keto's Cave Beer Garden.
The Harbor Bar will have their traditional beer garden with the Pickled Herring Band, and it will be with the new pavement as well. So check that out. There will be no Viking Jail this year, though, so there will be more room.
I was wondering about this. So this, no, they usually have theirs for the folks who don't know in the Coastal Cold Storage parking lot.
Yes. Right?
And no Viking Jail this year.
No jail this year, so there will be a little bit more room for tables and sitting down.
And then Keto's Cave Beer Garden. I'm trying to remember, did they have one open last year, or is this the first year the Keto's is doing it?
Nope, very first year, and they're going to have it in their parking lot by the old locks by the docks building. And there will be tents if it's raining, and there will be Thai food and even some music.
Speaking of Vikings, what's any news of what they're planning this year?
It is going to be a surprise. The Vikings and Valkyries will be out and about, and just wait to see what they're going to be up to.
All right. Well, I guess there won't be a jail, but they'll be out there harassing the locals and visitors alike, I'm sure.
Yes, and I have
fun
seen...
Fun harassing.
Fun harassing. And I have seen the van out already.
Okay. Muskeg Walk.
Mary Clemens with the Forest Service does the Muskeg Walk every year. It's an easy walk. You can learn about the plants, the peatlands on Mitkoff Island. So take the time, take the walk, join Mary on this walk, and enjoy the afternoon.
And then the parade, of course. Line up at bottom of PFI Hill 345. A lot of folks planning to be part of the parade this year?
Yep. All the Norwegian dancers will be in there. Little League kids, of course. The usuals. So
drumline, I think, of the school drumline. I heard the drummers practicing, so I wouldn't be surprised if they
are so fun to watch in the parade.
And then Norwegian American Award, that happens, usually they're in the parade, the person
yes.
who gets the award, but you can't say yet? Are you going to say who's won yet?
No, it's a secret. I can't
okay.
tell.
All right. So, but what people find out at the in the parade or
yes.
in the paper. And then the Siltoss Main Street, 4:30 p.m. Oh, I'll be doing the news, so I won't be tossing herring, but you guys are going to toss herring, right?
Do the news from the herring toss.
That's an idea. I could do that. I could say, you know, here's a herring toss, and
this
now here's
in.
What the assembly said last week.
Yeah.
Katie, you always like to throw the herring around, right?
Oh, definitely. Who doesn't love to throw a little slimy fish around?
Yes.
It makes for a lot of fun.
Okay, and then the beer bits, another tradition a little more away at 4:30, Viking Swim Club is doing beer bits. They're for a fundraiser dinner at the Aquatic Center parking lot in the covered area, and that's again a fundraiser for the very popular club in Petersburg, just wrapped up their season.
Also new on the schedule this year is Inga's Galley is open just in time for the festival and will be having an outdoor concert with the Pickled Herring Band.
Then you can stop by Miele Gallery and Framing for Pia Riley's show.
Pia Riley will be showing her new pieces, which is always a treat. She's got such beautiful work. And also, she designed the mug that the Chamber of Commerce is selling, and it is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Softball continues at 6 p.m. An option for dinner is a steak night at the Moose Club. Then the melodrama, as we've spoken about in the past interview, the Way Out West in a Dress or Life's a Hurdle When You're Wearing a Girdle. And then Borealis Brass again at 7. Lots going on.
Yeah, it's a busy night.